In just a minute, we'll ask our panelists to predict what we will find out President Obama was writing during that debate. But first, let me tell you that support for our Chicago shows is provided by Hyatt Hotels in downtown Chicago. Booking information is at hyatt.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the National Association of Realtors and Advocate for Homeownership. More at houselogic.com/homeownership. The Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for expanding learning opportunities beyond the school day at wallacefoundation.org. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions' Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler James Green. Our volunteer coordinator is Ray Teresi. Our intern is Leah Menzer. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Larchik and Mohammed Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer, his name is Ian Chillag, and the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will we find out that Mr. Obama was writing so studiously during the debates? Maz Jobrani.
Who would name their kid Mitt?
Amy Dickinson.
Dear Big Bird.
Aw. Paula Poundstone.
Dear Michelle. Happy anniversary, Mitt. If this debate was split screen, I'd be really screwed, huh?
If we find out the president was doing any of that, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carol Castle. Thanks also to Maz Jobrani, Amy Dickinson, and Paula Poundstone. Great to see you all. Thank you all of you for listening. And Peter Sagal, we'll see you next week. This is NPR.